Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Welcome to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. Welcome, Soraya. I'm so excited to have you share your journey with us.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I know your mom has kind of sent you this way. It sounds like you have a lot of Lyme history around you with people that you know, including your mother. So where do you want to start? When did it all start? Where did it start?
This is whenever I tell the story to people, I try to give an abbreviated version. So I'll try to hit the most important points without going too overboard on details.
I know it's a lot to cram into a little show. I totally get that. It's like, how do I put 10 years into, 20 minutes?
I feel like it's important to give a little bit of context to my mom because she's such a big part of my story. So my mom dealt with some chronic health issues since I was like 12. Like, I know she had dealt with some before that, but that's really when I remember her health just like tanking. She was in bed like five days out of the week. The doctors were like, "You're just depressed."
Yep.
And so, we ended up moving several times in there. My mom gave birth to a couple more of my siblings. Life was just kind of crazy. But again, her health just like continued to go downhill, in bed constantly. She like couldn't have dinner with us because we were too loud. And like we were kids, we didn't understand that. So I took over taking care of my siblings for a large part of that. And my dad also had to help a lot around the house and take extra jobs to pay for like medical and support and all that. And it was a lot. So when I was 14, I remember having panic attacks. I just didn't know what they were. So I was like, oh, I'm suddenly very short of breath. And this is fine. No one needs to know.
Oh.
So that continued on for several years. And when I was around, I think 16, my mom finally had finished up some other Lyme treatments and found a specific line of supplements that really just gave her life back, essentially. And so she could like have dinner with us as a family and like go on walks outside with us and really participate. And
you had your mom live. Back.
Yeah. And it was kind of around that time that I started experiencing some weird health things. Like I had some episodes of go and just random dizziness, lightheadedness. And I was like, I don't know what this is. Like, I'm a normal 16-year-old. I'm eating food all the time. And sleeping pretty averagely. So my mom took me to get some blood work done because one time I just like randomly passed out. I like got up, walked to the kitchen and just bunk living room carpet. And she was like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. So we went to a pediatrician and they basically were like, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you.
They weren't thinking Lyme at that time, or your mom didn't, since she's been battling that?
So at that point, my mom was a little bit suspicious, but she thought it might also be POTS because she had, done some research on that. Obviously, being in Lyme herself for so long, she is very used to the having to research it yourself and diagnose yourself and seek treatments yourself. So she had kind of been like, maybe it's POTS. She put me on the same supplements she was taking. And for a while, it seemed to like really stabilize everything. I wasn't getting the dizzy spells anymore. And it seemed to kind of even out. But fall of that year that I was 16, I just started to get depressed. And I was like, what is this? I don't know what this is. I'm a naturally really driven person. I like being busy all the time. I like throwing myself into projects, especially creative projects. I was really involved in a community theater. I was writing scripts for a friend of mine that liked filmmaking. I was trying to like incorporate film days and stuff. And, you know, I was trying to also graduate school. So I had a lot going on, but I was just super unmotivated. And that was completely new for me. So over that year and kind of a half, my mental health just kind of gradually went down. I was experiencing chronic insomnia. My panic attacks had come back, and just like major depression out of seemingly nowhere. Cause like my mom was healthy again. And I was like, I have friends, I have a social life, I have things to do. This is just in the way. But it eventually got worse and worse over the next year and a half, to the point where I had some physical symptoms as well. And my mom was like, this is probably Lyme disease. But in my mind, that was like a death sentence. So I was in complete denial about it. I was like, no, it's got to be anything but Lyme. Like, I can't deal with that. I can't have that be my life now. So I was like, the fatigue is just because of depression, or it's just because I'm not sleeping well. And all of this mental health stuff is just completely unrelated. I just have imbalanced chemicals. My mom really saw it for what it was.
Yeah, you've seen what it done to your mom, and you've seen kind of the impact there. And then obviously that's a big struggle, and you don't want to be there. I mean, you have your whole life ahead of you.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'd watched my mom being diagnosed. A close friend's mom had been diagnosed, and then my brother had also been diagnosed with Lyme. And I was just not having it. I was like, I would rather have anything else. Like, give me something curable. I don't want to deal with Lyme. So I think it took a year from that point from dealing with all of these things. In hindsight, I'm now recognizing even more small things that I wasn't at the time realizing. Like, I did have some levels of paranoia. It just wasn't to the extreme that my brother had dealt with it. So I think main symptoms were definitely like the mental, psychological stuff, which is like chronic depression, which evolved into like constant suicidal ideation. That like I would go to therapists and they would just, I don't know, it was not helpful. I was like, yeah, I don't think you guys understand how pervasive this is. They're like, picture your thoughts as boats on a river. I'm like, dude, these boats are everywhere. They're going crazy. There's no passing by. Like, it feel like I'm insane and I need out of my own brain. Just the level of mental insanity is really difficult to put into words.
And that's the thing is that when you have a pathogen that's triggering that inflammatory response in the brain, I mean, it really, you can talk to yourself and try to, you know, do coping mechanisms. And yes, they are very helpful, but it's not going to be able to compensate for what's going on in the head, you know, with what the pathogens are doing.
Exactly. So I think at that point, we had been kind of seeking some like homeopathic treatments. My mom had taken me to two doctors here that did more natural based stuff, and neither of them really helped at all. It wasn't until she like put her foot down. She's like, this is Lyme disease and we're going to treat it. And so she took my brother and I out to a clinic in Idaho called Lyme Stop. And he was like, yeah, you definitely have Lyme disease. And my world ended. I was like, this is it. This is the rest of my life. Like, again, that didn't really help with the fact that, you know, the disease was trying to make me want to die all the time. I was like, this is not worth it. It was a really, really bad time. But the treatments that they did there, I think I've been up there three times. The first two times were separated by about a year, and that was what finally started making a difference in some of the more physical symptoms, just like the chronic brain fog and fatigue. I have developed a lot of empathy for older people that are losing their memory, because I would like be in the kitchen making lunch and I would turn around and see that I'd already made lunch and it was on the other counter and I'd forgotten in the space of me being in the kitchen making lunch.
Wow.
And it was just incredibly isolating to be like 18, 19. And I'm like, my memory is shot. I have like huge memory gaps from those years of my life where people will be like, oh yeah, we did that thing. And I'm like, we did? I don't remember this at all.
Well, I mean, it's cheap for you then to watch movies. You can just watch the same one again and again, right?
So, yeah, it was just the chronic mental health issues and then the chronic body issues as well with the fatigue and the brain fog. It was like, I don't know how to explain this to people in a way that they understand. People will be like, how are you? I'm like, I'm exhausted. And they're like, me too. Finals, right? I'm like, no, it feels like every cell in my body is slowly dying right now. That's how tired I am. And I slept, like I'm on drugs to sleep now. So I ended up going to a doctor here who was trying to help me deal with some of the mental stuff in addition to being treated for Lyme. Because it just wasn't.
Can you tell, the Lyme stop? I mean, what can you explain that a little bit for people that have no idea what they do up there in Northern Idaho?
Yeah. I think the doctor's name is Tony Smith. And to be completely honest, I don't entirely understand how he does what he does. I know it involves magnets and that he started out as a chiropractor. And that's kind of the extent of what I understand about that. Honestly, a lot of those years were my mom researching and telling me, this is what we're going to do. And I was so mentally out of it that I was just like, okay, whatever you want to tell me to do, because I just don't have motivation to advocate for myself. I don't have motivation to try anything else because I just want to die, basically. The mental state was just so rampant that it was hard for me to do anything other than, if you have a solution, I'll try it.
Some magnet, you would just place them on your body in some way? Or how? What would it look like when you were there? Even though you didn't understand.
I believe it was something along the lines of like working the magnetic flows in the body. So he would like trace the magnet along my arm and along certain pathways of my torso, like around my head. And he would do that trying to target specific things like the, I'm going to pronounce it wrong because it's been a while since I said it, the Bartonella. Is that the right way to say that?
Yes.
That virus specifically, he would target that, or he would target some like mold sensitivities with the specific magnetic pathways. Again, probably don't quote me on that, but to the best of my knowledge, that was the method of treatment there. And it also significantly helped my brother as well, who was also diagnosed with Lyme.
And you also had a bunch of supplements with him as well, or was that that?
That's correct. He sent me home with, at one point, yeah, I'm sure everyone who's got Lyme can relate, just like a fistful of pills that I needed to take every day, where I'm like, I have an old lady pill organizer. It's got four different slots for every single day, and they are all full. I don't want to see pills ever again, but still on some of them.
Yeah. So they
ended up helping.
Yeah. So you did the one treatment and that helped. And then did you start to kind of backslide after a year and then needed a booster, or was it just that it was time to take the next step to make it even better?
I think it was more along the lines of the second one, where it was like a follow-up visit to catch anything that hadn't been targeted the first time, and to just like reinforce what had been done the first time, as far as like the magnetic tracing and stuff. So I think we also did refills of the supplements on the second time, and then the third visit, which I believe was 2 years later, I was cleared of Lyme, and I was just sent on my way and like told to maybe quit caffeine if I couldn't sleep anymore.
and without fistful of supplements. I mean, you're still taking some, but yeah, you didn't have to put
I actually celebrated with a friend of mine just this year, because she has also dealt with some chronic health issues, that I was able to move down to like a 2-section pill box. I'm like, this is the first time in years that I've had a tiny pill box. Like, you have no idea. Like, only certain people will get the joy. Like, it was joy. It was like, I don't have to take this much stuff anymore to feel okay.
That's awesome.
And the psychologist, I mean, and then I apologize that I jumped around on you, because you were about to talk about, you know, so he helped you with the Lyme component, but then still kind of help with some of the emotional, you went to a psychologist as well.
I did. I believe the psychologist was, oh gosh, was that before or after Lyme stopped? You know, I can't remember. It was sometime in the period of 2017, 2018, which are like my patchiest years, memory-wise. I was texting my mom beforehand this morning. I was like, what year did this happen? What did you take me to? Who are the names? Like, I don't remember any of this.
Well, you
I
just probably have tried vague to block it out
memories
too.
Of horror.
Yeah, it's a good thing to block out.
Yeah, I saw an actual psychiatrist because I was insistent to my mother that I try to be put on some kind of antidepressant, because I just couldn't function. And in my mind, having some kind of pill or something that I could take to just stabilize myself mentally would be enough to get me to the point where I could then incorporate some of the other things, like taking a walk every day and taking all of these pills and doing more of the like physical side of natural and consistent work to heal physically. But I just needed a lifesaver, like a life buoy, yeah, instead of swimming lessons. Cause I'm like, I'm currently drowning. I need a life vest, and then I can do the swimming lessons. That's how it felt mentally. So I saw a psychiatrist. She prescribed me an antidepressant, and it did not go well. After about a week, I got to a point very, very abruptly where we were all like, okay, no more of that. Don't do it ever again. And at that point, my mom was like, you know what? You aren't sleeping. You really need to just chillax, like calm down. This is all really wound up and you need just a break. You need to get away from stuff. So she sent me to stay with our friends, who I mentioned earlier, the mother had Lyme disease. And they had moved up to Colorado, and she had found some help in some of her symptoms by using THC. So I went up to stay with them, and they were like, you need to sleep. Sleep is really important. At that point, I was getting about like maybe 4 hours a night if I took like Benadryl and stuff, which would make me feel hungover the next morning. So it was just kind of a bad situation all around. So I ended up coming back from that and getting a medical card so that I could be taking THC at night for the chronic insomnia, which the doctors were just like, do some breathing exercises, you know. I'm like, that's great. That's not helping. So one thing I would say, if I had to like mark down certain things that were really specifically helpful, it was definitely going to Lyme Stop helped with a lot of the physical Lyme disease symptoms, and then getting a medical card and being on cannabis specifically at night. I opted not to smoke it because I don't like smoking things. I just took gummies and I would only take them at night because I'm like, some people, they probably have a great time. I just conk, like it knocks me out. I'm like, cool, this is just a sleep medication. So that has been something that I initially started out on pretty high doses to like make my body do the sleep thing. But I'm have gradually been able to get on less and less. And this year there have been like a couple nights where I'm like, cool, I don't have to take anything at all. I can just sleep. Because there was a point where I was on one prescribed sleep medication and also THC to just force my body to like go to sleep. But that was incredibly helpful. I needed to sleep. So getting on both of those things and then eventually weaning off of them was a huge, huge part of getting better for me, because my body just desperately needed to sleep.
And THC has so many other health benefits, you know, both CBD and THC, in regards to immune system and killing off pathogens and reducing inflammation and supporting nervous system and all these things. So, yeah, it's definitely a whole lot safer than some of the other pharmaceuticals that's used for the same purpose.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah, I never had an adverse reaction to it, so for me, it was a pretty sustainable solution for the sleep problem. I would say that for sure.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything that you'd like to say to people who have been diagnosed that, you know, something that you wish you would have known when you were diagnosed, kind of practical or mind, and any kind of insight?
I think sometimes we want to think of healing or like fixing a problem as like one, there's one solution to this. Like in my mind at the beginning, it was like, I need to get on a medication. And in my mom's mind, it was like, we need to fix the Lyme disease. And then a couple years down the road, I also realized that I needed some spiritual healing as well from all of the emotional and spiritual stuff that I was under. I don't know. Are spiritual or religious people. I'm a Christian, so I believe that in part there was some element of my mental illness that was an affliction. Also the Lyme disease. I don't know how much of it belonged to each one, but I do believe it was a combination. And up until the point, I think 2019, I was managing my physical symptoms. I was kind of coming out of everything due to the Lyme Stop treatments, due to getting sleep at night, being able to exercise because of those two treatments. And then I was like, okay, I can go outside now and start building some healthier habits. But there was like a night and day change at one point when I feel like I received miraculous healing from someone praying for me. And just delivering me from the mental that was still kind of just clinging on there. My brain was just like empty. I was like, is this what people's brains are like? Like you just have space to think your own thoughts. You're not like constantly just fighting off the barrage of intrusive thoughts constantly. It was kind of scary at first to just be in my own brain without the interference. But then eventually I was able to fill it with like creativity again. And I had just recently gotten into a relationship with a long-term friend of mine. And so we went on hikes a lot at the beginning of COVID, and I had to take it really slow because my body was still recovering. But even just looking back in the last 2 years, like progress is still progress, even if it's slow, and don't rush it because it's coming. And healing may not necessarily be all encompassed in one physical or like one pill or something. It might be a couple different things that you do all in combination. If something isn't working, don't give up, because you might just not have landed on the right combination for yourself yet.
That's great. That's a great tip.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love
absolutely.
It. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being a fighter, and thank you for sharing your story. And yeah, it's so many people struggling, and they need these words of encouragement. And thank you for being that.
Yes, thank you so much. And I'm glad that, you know, you didn't throw in the towel when you got that horrible diagnosis of Lyme after watching, you know, friends and your family go through it. So you're definitely a fighter and an inspiration to so many. So thank you so much for sharing.
And I love your energy and your positive attitude, and that's awesome.
Yes.
It was not always like that. And I have to thank my mom for being a huge advocate for the whole process, because she did so much for me, and I definitely wouldn't be here without her and my other, the support of my other friends who encouraged me during that time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's when you're in that place, you really recognize it takes a village. I mean, you need that support, you know, cause when you're out in the ocean and you're sinking, you need somebody there to hold you up. Oh, so
absolutely.
Oh, good. Yes. Well, thank
you. Things get better.
They exactly, and that's the thing, is that there is an end. It's an end to the story. It's a positive end. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, it was good talking to you guys.
Likewise. Thanks. Bye now. Information this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thekarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt.